Good morning, my name's John. If you don't know who I am, I'm the Children's and Families Minister here.
I am speaking to you today about Mary and Martha. So I'm going to read to you from Luke 10, 38-42. It says this. Now, as they went on their way, Jesus entered a village, and a woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to his teaching. But Martha was distracted with much serving, and she went up to him and said, Lord, do you care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Tell her to help me. But the Lord answered, Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things. But one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen the good portion, which will not be taken from her. Really struggled to write this talk because if you've been around church for a few years, when you say Martha and Mary, you kind of know what you've got to talk about. And I know that you're thinking, what I'm going to say, you're going to say, I'm going to say, you've got to read your Bible more. Okay, and you're all going to go home feeling really bad because you don't do it enough. Okay, thank you very much. that is what I was thinking. Oh my goodness, how am I going to get past this kind of thing that kind of is attached to this idea of Mary and Martha? And I hope that this today that we will hear the Lord afresh, you know, what he has to say to us this morning, because it is a challenging story. But yeah, so here we go. Let's hope it's good. I think sometimes Martha gets a bit of an unfair reputation. You know, she did something very, very brave. She was the one who invited Jesus into her house. That's a very brave thing to do, because if you look at some of the houses that Jesus went into, they kind of, when he left, they weren't intact. You know, like the roof was missing on one of them. You might have your whole house flooded with people who need healing. You might get some riffraff. You know, you don't know who's going to turn up when you invite Jesus into your house. It's a very dangerous thing to do. And I'm pretty sure that word got around that you don't really want to invite Jesus. But Martha, she was brave. She invited Jesus into her house. It's a brave thing to do. We're looking at a series of meals in the Bible, which I obviously am very excited about, because I do like my meals. And we were just really excited that throughout the Bible, kind of beginning in Genesis, you just see, and ending, you know, in Revelation with the supper of the Lamb, that there's this theme of meals and celebration. That part of our faith, part of being knowing Jesus, is more than just sitting in a pew, but it's relationship, it's eating together. There's something that we see clearly in the ministry of Jesus, is that he wanted more than just us to turn up on a Sunday morning, but he hung out with people, and I love that. And Martha was up for that. Martha was up for inviting him in to her home. But as you know, when you invite Jesus in, it's dangerous. And it turned out that it was dangerous for her too, but in a different way. And again, I think when we look at the story, sometimes this sense of injustice comes up, because we all know what it's like, isn't it, when you're busy and you've got people around and you're cooking a meal. If there's someone who isn't pulling their weight, that's really irritating. You know, if you're kind of busy doing stuff, getting stuff ready, and someone else in the family is lounging around watching TV. People are looking mainly at their wives in guilt. It's really irritating. And so we kind of think, well, Martha had a right to go to Mary and say, look, you need to help me out here. I'm preparing the meal for Jesus. And we kind of feel like, well, Jesus, why are you giving Martha such a telling off? Because she's, you know, asking something that's fairly reasonable. But actually, I think if we look a little bit closer, Jesus is... there's something much deeper going on. And actually, Jesus, in compassion, is inviting Martha into a place of healing. If you read this story in the Amplified Bible, it just brings out it a little bit better. It says, but Martha, overly occupied and too busy, was distracted with much serving. It's not that it seems to me that she was cooking the meal and Mary was lounging around. You see, Jesus, it says right at the beginning, he was on his way. He was just popping in. And Martha wasn't just cooking the dinner, but she was overly distracted. She, with much serving. It wasn't like Martha's love language was to serve and Mary's was to listen, which I'm sure there's part of that. But she was overly busy. She was almost avoiding the situation of intimacy and vulnerability that Jesus, that actually kind of having a conversation sometimes demands of us. There was something that perhaps in the context of Jesus coming into her house that actually she didn't want the closeness and the vulnerability that inviting someone into your community, into your house, actually creates. And so she snaps. She snaps. And what seems like a reasonable request, Jesus sees right through. It's like the tip of the iceberg, and he sees the whole problem. He sees what's going on. She snaps. Jesus, tell Mary to come and help. And Jesus says, with compassion, Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things. You see, that was the issue. And Jesus, we know Jesus. He's the one who heals the sick, who sets the captive free. I'm sure he said that to begin Martha on her journey of healing and release. He points out the underlying issue. It's almost like she is overly busy. She's trying to be distracted so she doesn't have to confront what's going on in her. You see, it's one thing to invite Jesus into your house. It's a whole other thing to sit at his feet and allow him to speak into your life. It's a scary place sometimes. But that's the place that Jesus was inviting Mary and Martha to. Mary, on the other hand, wasn't just kicking back and being lazy. She was sitting at his feet. And in those days, that was the position that disciples would take. Actually, it was very unusual for a woman to sit at the feet of a rabbi. So Mary was being pretty brave too. And she was valuing something. Jesus was on his way somewhere. He was dropping in. He was passing by. And her first priority, the thing that she valued the most, was his voice, because he was the rabbi. He was the teacher. He had the words of life. And so she took the place. She took the posture of a disciple and sat at his feet. and allowed Jesus to speak into her life. It reminded me of the story that Jesus told about the sower who sows seed into soil. And he said, didn't he, that there are the weeds that grow are anxiety and worry. How often anxiety and worry can stop us from being in the place we really want to be with Jesus. We kind of try and overcompensate, perhaps, by serving. But Jesus wants us in this place, first and foremost, as his disciples, to be people who value his voice, who make space and time for him and are vulnerable in his presence. I love that that's who Jesus is, and that's who we're called to be as his church, a place of hospitality, a place of vulnerability, a place where we can let Jesus speak into our lives. Yes, we want to serve him, but we don't want to serve him at the cost of not hearing his voice. We don't want to serve him at the cost of not hearing each other's voice, because Christ is in us. If we're too busy for one another, then we're missing something. We're missing something. I remember going on a retreat a few years ago. I was a bit harsh on myself. I went to Fjordbrunnen, which is an amazing place. There's a book about it called The Grace Outpouring. It's in Wales. It's in the middle of nowhere. I had to go down tracks that I thought you're not allowed to drive down to get there. It was very scary. But when I got there, it was just an amazing time. But I was a bit harsh on myself, and I didn't really speak to anybody. I was like, I'm going to go hardcore and just kind of proper silent retreat. I was there for 7 days. On the Sunday, I got back and everyone was at the pub, and I ran to the pub because I was so desperate to talk to someone. Don't ever do that, please. But in that experience, when everything was stripped away, I realized just how much anxiety and worry was eating away at me. It was amazing. It's like when I was busy, it was totally fine. But when I stopped and sat at the feet of Jesus, I was like, whoa, I've got some issues. But it was so cool because there was space to speak him, allow him to speak into my life. And hey, we've got to help each other here, haven't we? Because it's hard. We've got busy lives. It seems that stress, worry, anxiety is part and parcel of our world. But we are the family of God. We are the people who sit at Jesus' feet, and we're here to help one another. Creating space, going down the pub and sharing. Pods, that's why pods are amazing. You know, just sharing, discipling one another, being the voice of Jesus to one another, allowing space in our lives to sit maybe together or on our own, and allow Jesus to sit and to speak, not just inviting him into our house, but speaking into our lives. So what do we do? What's the practical advice? I was thinking, if you're feeling like Martha this morning, if Jesus would say to you, John, John, you're anxious and worried about many things, what do I do with that? And I thought it was interesting that it's Father's Day, and the verse that I really felt came to me is 1 John 4:19, and it says, we love because he first loved us. I don't want you to go away and think, man,
I've really got to try this week to have a quiet time. Because you will have a quiet time this week, but next week you won't, and you'll feel really bad about it. What I want you to hear is the voice of the Father. I love that he says Martha's name twice. That so speaks of compassion. He's not angry with you. He has compassion for you. And our number one job is to be loved by him. That's your goal. To know and to keep knowing the love of the Father. And we can know it personally, but I also believe in this season where God's speaking to us about being together, eating together, let's know it corporately. Let's explore ways where we are down the pub together or whatever, and we're having a bad week, and let's say, let's just allow God to love us. Let's just pray. Let's just get into the presence of Jesus. Let our number one job be not to make sure that we're on the kids' rota, although it's a very good thing to do. Let's make our number one job be that we're receiving the love of the Father personally and as a body. So we're going to do that now. And I just want us to allow space for us to come to the feet of Jesus this morning. So I think the way we're going to do that is I'm just going to invite us to stand, if you'd like to stand, and we're going to wait on the presence. So yeah, if you want to stand and we're just going to let the Father love us this morning. And there's nothing that you need to do for that to happen. You don't need to have been really good this week. You don't need to have clocked in your prayer hours. The reality is that he's utterly delighted in you right now.